Last week, I found myself running away. After over 3 months of self-isolating, walking around my park endlessly, and repeating to myself over and over again, hysterically, "We're in a freaking pandemic!" I welcomed the chance to get away and spend 3 days in the wilds of Colorado on a backpacking trip. It was so glorious and just what the doctor ordered. 3 days of gorgeous mountain views, no cell phone service, no social media, no people bothering me, barely any politics, even though the group and I, we did talk a little bit about it, but we're all philosophically in agreement, so there was no arguing, and just 3 days of peace. And as I made my way across the mountains of Colorado, I found myself thinking about what wasn't working for me right now and what I needed to change moving forward. I don't know about you, but I am freaking exhausted about managing my life during a pandemic, social unrest, being a participant in Black Lives Matter, and just regular grown-up life. And I'm tired. I'm just tired. And I've come to the conclusion that it's now time to start saying no. If you're struggling with managing all the moving pieces of life during this time, continue listening. My hope is to begin saying no emphatically starting today, and I hope you will start doing the same too. This episode was not edited because, quite honestly, I'm tired. I just don't even have the energy to edit this episode because I just got back from hiking and camping in the mountains for 3 days, and I hiked 25 miles with 35 pounds of food on my back and stuff. So I'm tired. Anywho, to access the show notes, go to michelleismoneyhungry.com/it's time to say no. This episode is sponsored by Make Money with eBooks Academy. Make sure to sign up today for the Academy. If you've got a book in you that you want to share, whether it's nonfiction or fiction, it's time to get started now. It's clear that waiting is not what you should be doing. You should be getting started. Go to michelleismoneyhungry.com/academy to sign up today. Overnight, our lives changed. It was so breathtaking in how it happened that even now I'm still shaking my head in shock. I'll be like 97 and be like, you know, remember that night, that 2020, not 1920, but remember that year 2020 when everything went to hell and we had a pandemic and America was winning with COVID cases? That year was crazy. That's how I'm going to talk about 2020, probably more with bad words, but trying to keep this episode clean. It was crazy how quickly our lives changed. And basically, as we got used to our new normal, and I'm kind of joking as I say this, I don't know that you can ever really get used to living in a pandemic. Things began to amp up for me significantly, professionally. And that was something that surprised me. In fact, I have been busier than I ever would have expected since. And that uptick in new projects and work began as a direct result of the lockdown, the economic impact of the lockdown, because I'm in the personal finance space, as a part of the Black Lives Matter movement, and also, quite honestly, 8 years of hard work before any of this happened. So I was really well positioned to have people reach out to me because I've been in this space for a long time. I've been talking about money for a long time. And quite honestly, I happen to be Black. Just, I'm going to keep it candid. However, like many things, it felt like it happened out of nowhere. All of a sudden, I was like really inundated with opportunities, requests to have me on podcasts, interviews, or to collaborate on projects. So of course, I said yes over and over and over again. I actually really believe in making hay while the sun shines. And I felt like I couldn't really say no to the opportunities coming my way because who knew when they would come again? For a person who believes deeply in abundance, this actually was the opposite of abundant thinking, and I realize now that was a mistake. When I began mixing up my days, accidentally double booking events, and forgetting I said yes to stuff because I said yes too much, I knew it was time to evaluate what was serving me well and what wasn't. I began to ask myself the following question: how do I decide what to say no to? As I hiked the mountains of Colorado, I started to consider the questions that I needed to ask myself before saying yes to new projects, collaborations, or opportunities that were coming my way. And I came up with three very specific questions that I will begin asking myself moving forward. And I hope that these questions will be helpful to you as well. Question number one, can I show up 100% to whatever I'm saying yes to? If the answer is no, then you have to say no to whatever someone is reaching out to you for. So this could even be a unique one-time opportunity and you're like, I just can't even do this justice right now. I'm just not there. Because honestly, things will, like, there's always opportunities. And I have to remember this. There's always opportunities. So if you can't show up 100%, don't show up at all, because it's disrespectful to the person that would like to work with you, but it's also disrespectful to you as well. Question number two, is this a unique one-time opportunity? So that's a good question. Is it a unique one-time opportunity, or is this something that has come up before? Here are some fictitious examples. Being asked to be interviewed on The View. This could be a unique one-time opportunity. Maybe it's the one time you can get on that show. And so you're going to say yes to that because you're aware of this. Freelancing projects. You may have a unique business that you'd like to work with that you might not have had the opportunity to work with before. But the reality is that freelancers always have to pitch. Like, no matter what, you always have to be out there pitching or getting referrals from other people. That's just how freelancing works. So that's like an ongoing process that you as a freelancer are going through, right? So if I say no to an organization that offers a project, like in July, it doesn't mean that I can't say yes to a project that they offer next March. It just means that in July, I'm not working on that project. And for people who think really deeply, like, oh my God, they're going to remember that I said no. Those editors are working with so many people, they don't care. Unless you're really rude about it, they don't care. Just say no and move on. And say it in a really cordial way, very graciously, so that they're like, wow, this person's amazing. And even though they aren't able to work with us on this right now, I would love to reach out to them again. Obviously, you will reach out as well. Here's another fictitious example of whether or not this is a unique one-time opportunity. Having a minor role in one of your favorite television shows. So obviously nothing is being filmed, you know, right now as I speak, but maybe you get an opportunity to be on the Boys Amazon show. Like, I would love to have a bit part in that. So if they were like, hey, Michelle, we're going to fly you out, self-quarantine you for 14 days, and then you can film this bit part, would you be up for it? Hell yeah, I'm going to say yes to that. However, if it's something that is not as unique as that, I'm going to probably say no. Okay. Question number three. This is a big one. Is the timing right? Is the timing right? Right now, I am mentally fried with so much going on. And it's summer. And summer typically is when most people rest. Ironically, I'm actually one of those people who tends to work more during the summer. And while I don't see this year to be any different, I do think what I focus on and value moving forward will be very different. To give you kind of like a behind the scenes snapshot into what's been going on in my world professionally, here are my results since the pandemic. I'm going to be candid and say that I'm completely amazed by all of this. But remember, I've also been working on all of these things for 8 years. So it's not like I'm new to being online and new to what I'm doing. I've been working on this stuff for 8 years. So the first thing I would like to say is I'm still alive and healthy. Seriously, we're in a freaking pandemic and this is an achievement to be alive and healthy right now. This month, June 2020, I will have the most podcast downloads ever for my show. And I've been podcasting for about 2.5-3 years. I'm making more money. My blog page views are the highest since June 2019, like significantly higher. I launched my Make Money with eBooks Academy in April. I didn't market it as much as I normally would because, you know, we were in a pandemic when I launched, but I launched and I sold products. So that was really exciting. I was interviewed by a ton of podcasters. So I had the goal before COVID to get on more shows.
But once COVID hit, everyone was at home. So it was so much easier to book all these shows. And I had a lot of people reaching out to me. So this was a goal that I had, far exceeded the goal and the plan that I had. And it was great. I wrote more books, both fiction and nonfiction. I'm going to say the nonfiction were good. The fiction ones sucked because pandemics and creativity aren't a great mix. They just aren't. I paid off a debt in April. So, you know, I'm at the tail end of getting this damn debt done, this unsecured segment of my debt, so I can just focus on my student loans and one other thing. But I had like 30 plus debts. So being at this tail end, I'm so tired of it. I'm so exhausted and I need to really focus on getting it done. My goal is to try and get everything done by the end of July, hopefully before my birthday. For the unsecured debt. We'll see how it goes. But that's the goal. And I'm really proud that I got that debt done. During a normal time, these achievements would be considered really significant, quite honestly. But now you also have to add on managing socially distancing at the same time. And so I want to ask you a question. What have you added to your life? My amazing parent friends have added a number of additional roles that they never signed up for. When their kids were sent home. A lot of these additional roles that help grow and nurture healthy, happy children are facilitated by other people trained in specific things like teaching. There's a reason why teachers need to be paid more because they're trained to do a certain thing. Single friends, what roles have you added to your life as a result of what's going on? I love seeing my mom and spending time with her, but I can tell that she's needing more from me. And so I'm really trying to step up with that. So I'm a single person, but I'm an only child. And so there's a certain nuance with that. And I'm trying to really be very mindful of my parents' needs, right? Like I only have one set of parents. Do you feel like you're always working now that work has moved to your home? Weirdly enough, for me, this hasn't changed because I was already working from home. So I don't feel that as there's no difference for me. Like everything is the same. But still, if you're not used to this, this is very different. This is a big change. Endless Zoom meetings. Have you added that to your life? So many meetings. I hate meetings in general. I like Zoom meetings because I get to see the people I'm talking to. But there came a point where it was just unruly. Like you just, wow. Like where a Zoom meeting could have just been an email or like a video email, use the Cloud HQ Chrome extension if you'd like to start sending video emails. I'm obsessed. Don't send endless video emails, by the way. You send them strategically. Right now, everything just seems to take a lot more time to do. Doing anything at the DMV takes a long time to do. You have to wait in line more than before with a mask outside because the line is so long. Thank God I don't have anything to do with the DMV right now. Like I have nothing to do with the DMV for at least another year. Taking public transportation. The schedules here in Denver were modified and transit just doesn't run as frequently as it used to. And I found that out on Thursday, like I'd forgotten, like I knew, but then I forgot. And I found that out on, not Thursday, but Friday when I was running to get the light rail and I'm physically looking at the light rail. I'm like, my steps are like, you know, like, I'm almost there. And then it just pulled away. And I was on my way to meet my person that I was carpooling with to go to the mountains for my 3-day adventure in the mountains. So then I ended up having to pay $35 for Lyft. Now, I believe I was supposed to pay my driver. I think his name was like Jeffrey. I don't even know who he was. He has 5 kids, so he needed that $35. So it's a win-win-win. In terms of transportation, this year I'm going to pay like $800 in transportation costs. So okay, fine. But just literally everything is so much harder because before I would be at the light rail and maybe the next one would come in another 10 minutes. This time it was 30 minutes. So it was a significant difference. Grocery shopping in person. I'm very, very lucky that I'm able to shop at a grocery store that has no waiting. and 100% mask wear. However, many stores have lines, and that's just time. There's a lot of time. It's like, I feel like I live in Europe again. I used to live in Europe, and this is how it felt. Like everything was just slow. But I don't live in Europe. I live in Colorado. And so it's a hard adjustment. Retail shopping. Now, I shall be clear and say that I'm a big fan of online shopping, but if I wanted to just like pop into Target, I could after waiting in a line. So these are things that are now new to our reality that kind of suck and are exhausting. So given our new reality, it's time to say no. And here's what I'm saying no to. No to unnecessary Zoom meetings that could have been an email. I already said, use the Cloud HQ extension on Chrome. I'm obsessed with it. People love it. They remember what you have to say. Boom, you're done. No to projects that aren't 100% in alignment with my brand, belief system, etc. No to rushing around like a crazy person who said yes to everything. No to people not respecting my boundaries as I state them clearly to them. No to constantly being on and distracted by social media. Honestly, I'm over it. I have fun with it, but I'm going to do what Christy Teigen is doing. And I like 30 minutes a day, we're good. That's enough. I have so many other things that I have to get done. And also, I like to make money. So there you go. No to not setting clear boundaries about what you can or cannot do for other people. And no to the scarcity mindset. For me, this is what I will be saying no to moving forward, like very specific things. I will be taking a break from scheduling podcast interviews from July 17th through September 14th at minimum. I have a ton of episodes already recorded. Listeners will love those shows. They're great episodes. I just need to literally just have them edited. I don't need to record more for quite a while. Notice special projects or online conferences for the next couple of months. I've participated in several and they have been actually wonderful experiences, but they do take time to do well as a presenter and you have to manage timelines specific to the event. And I just don't have the energy to do that right now. I really don't. I you can hear how tired I am in my voice. I'm just not there. So I don't want to do it anymore. I still have a few projects that I am currently signed on to do and will be doing those. And I'm excited about them. But once they're done, I'm taking a break. I am taking a break. No to forgetting to focus on self-care. Self-care is non-negotiable. I actually talked about this in last week's episode. I have a link in the show notes about this, and I can't emphasize it enough. Self-care is the number one area of focus I'm thinking about and caring about moving forward. What I will say yes to is anything that serves me well that I can do with a sense of ease. If it feels complicated, I'm not doing it. If it feels like there's too many moving parts, I'm not doing it. If it feels like I can't get excited about it, I'm not doing it. I don't care what it is. I just don't care. I'm not doing it. I'm just not. Because right now is a really intense time and it takes a lot to manage ourselves and do well. If you follow me on social media, you'll see more of an emphasis on self-care and aggressively prioritizing what's truly important to me now. So I will end this show asking you to ask yourself the following question. What do you value and what's important to you? That should be what guides you as you start to say no moving forward. Thank you so much for listening to the show. I hope you're having a beautiful day. Stay healthy, wear a mask, and can't wait to share some more episodes with you soon.